we're taking a three-pronged approach to the development of the plan. One is education and increasing awareness around the state about Alzheimer's disease in general and its impact on the state of Idaho. The second leg of our three-legged stool of our approach is to get community input as to what needs to be in Idaho's statewide plan specifically. And then our third leg of our stool there was with regard to our legislative agenda to get the state to endorse our group, putting this statewide plan together, which we have now accomplished.
And I'd like to add to that to say that all of the volunteers that are involved with the Idaho Alzheimer's Planning Group have a goal of making a statewide plan that is reasonable, actionable, and measurable. You know, no one wants to collect all of this data, produce this beautiful looking plan, and then have it sit on a shelf somewhere. And likewise, no one wants to go back to the legislature and say, oh, it's going to take $50 million to cure Alzheimer's disease in Idaho. Now, that's not very reasonable. And what we really want to do is focus on a few measurable actions that are going to have a high-level impact. This will continue to be a plan that is moving and growing and making sure that we're really meeting the needs of the people around the state of Idaho, where they're at, when they need us.
Alzheimer's affects not just the patient, it affects families. How could a state plan, in theory, help them out?
Our statewide plan is primarily going to focus on the caregiver. Kind of the good news is our preliminary analysis of just the surveys that we've gotten back from caregivers in particular say that they're actually pretty satisfied with the services that are available in the state. The major issue that they have is with regard to access to those services. I've been to conferences talking to caregivers who have literally had to sell the farm and move into the Treasure Valley from a rural area to get access to the services they need to help mom or dad or their brother or sister, whomever might have been stricken by the disease.
And when we use the term caregivers, we're really not talking about professional nursing staff. We're talking about family members living either with the patient or living close by to the patient, providing daily care to the diagnosed and in home. They're most likely working in some capacity at the same time. They're dealing with all of these different stress factors. It's probably not logical for them to sit down for an hour and research on the internet what's available in their area. We need to be proactively reaching them and telling them what's available in their area and doing it more than once so that it breaks through and that person eventually is able to reach out and grab some of those services. And that's really what the statewide plan does, is it gets everyone in the state, both the state agencies, all of us as volunteers, as well as the assisted living facilities, memory care units, hospitals, doctors, all working off of the same page and giving out the same message.
Mackenzie, what's on your personal wish list for a state plan with your experience?
For me, it's to have trained support group facilitators throughout the state of Idaho so that every family dealing with this disease has access to a support group. When my family was going through this, we weren't aware of the fact that there were support groups available. And, you know, my grandmother had 5 sons. She had 13 grandchildren and 13 great-grandchildren. And every single one of those people has the memory of the day that they went to see grandma and she didn't know who they were, or went to see mom and she didn't know who they were. I think that sometimes we underestimate the toll that that takes on a family member. And I would really like to see us train support group facilitators and start up support groups throughout the state so that everyone has access.